Hello and welcome, history friends, patrons all, to the conclusion episode of the 30 Years' War. Thanks so much for joining me here in, yes, a very sad time because we are waving goodbye for now to this era. And stick around till the end after this conclusion episode and you'll hear some thoughts from me about this series and how it went. And also, more interestingly to you perhaps, my plans for the future, both with what I intend to do more with the 30 Years' War and what I intend to do now that, well, our regularly scheduled programming has kind of run out and there's nothing really else to come for a while. I hope you're keeping well and staying sane in these strange times we're living in. I myself have been chained to my desk, of course, and have been typing out the last few steps of the PhD. There's still a good bit of work to do, but I should be on course to finish it in time. All it's going to take is a lot more hard work and a little bit of grit and probably more sweat than I'd like to donate, but hey, we've come this far and now we're in the final stretch and I'll be damned if I'm going to let anything stop me from adding those extra letters to my name. In this episode today, we wrap up those 82 episodes we've spent looking at this conflict, and we hopefully bring it to a satisfying conclusion. So if that sounds interesting to you, all I have to say is thanks, and I will now take you for the final time to the 30 Years' War. They say the terrible war is now over. But there is still no sign of peace. Everywhere there is envy, hatred, and greed. That's what the war has taught us. We live like animals, eating bark and grass. No one could have imagined that anything like this would happen to us. Many people say that there is no God, but we still believe that God has not abandoned us. We must all stand together and help each other. This entry was scrawled into the Bible of a Swabian family and is dated 17th of January, 1647. Evidently for them, the war was not over yet, but the confusion which the unfortunate family felt and the desperation they had for peace is palpable. Indeed, if the passage of time had not played its role, we would expect to find a myriad of family Bibles and diaries with entries similar to this one. The war had lasted a generation, and the peace process had been in many ways a war in its own right, having dragged through the 1640s, beginning in 1643 and continuing at an inconsistent pace until it ended on the 24th of October, 1648. And even then, the aftermath of the war continued to haunt contemporaries. Soldiers in Swedish service would not return to the Baltic until 1654. Many in French service turned to face Spain, and the Emperor presented a force of 25,000 to stock the depleted frontier with the Ottomans, who had been ominously quiet during the war's ravages, being themselves at war with Safavid Persia. The war had underlined the pivotal importance of maintaining an army and supplying it, and indeed some of the regiments in Austrian service were to remain in service until the final collapse of the Habsburg Hereditary Empire in 1918. Rising stars in Habsburg service, such as the two Italian commanders, Ottavio Piccolomini and Raimondo Montecuccoli, were designed to carry the standards of this army well into the 17th century against Turks, French, and other Germans. But what of the war that had ravaged Europe, however unequally, for three decades? For anyone born in the period 1618-48, the war would have been a constant fixture of their lives. Some, like Maximilian of Bavaria, Chancellor Axel Oxenstierna of Sweden, or John George of Saxony, had lived through every wretched year of the conflict, but this was statistically very rare. Most, including the vast majority of the soldiers employed, had been born into an era when the 30 Years' War was already a fact of life. These individuals knew nothing other than the state of affairs where the empire and war were common bedfellows. It was difficult to imagine any other state of affairs existing. How was the empire now to act? How were bankrupted, homeless, grieving families now to move on? Could those that had made a fortune in war protect these gains in